Arya, like that. And Gaura Kishordas Babaji was the disciple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, initiating spiritual master of Bhaktisiddhanta, like that. And then before Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it was Jagannath Das Babaji, Nartam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakrabarty, and going back like that. All very, great, powerful acharyas with full comprehension, you know, of their identity and their relationship with Krishna. And even though we're living in this world, an example like the water on the lotus flower, even though lotus flowers, it has so much water, it doesn't touch it. So we can stay in this world and do our duty, right? We would not become like the people around us if we're careful. The doctor all the time is dealing with people who are very sick, but he himself, by care, can keep from getting sick, and he can help other people. It's a matter of purification. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was part of, it was a Kshatriya family in Bengal, and growing up, and then later he became very, very animated for spiritual life, spiritual consciousness, and became a disciple in this line of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in his daily activities, he was a judge, you know, under the British government. So when he was staying at Jagannath Puri, he was placed there. He would, you know, go out, start someplace, his daily schedule. He would go off to work. And he had different cases to try with, you know, giving people vast sums of money, other people had to go to hell, you know, always, you know, very, very serious things. And usually the arrangement was that the justices would hear their cases during the morning, and in the afternoon they would then write their decisions like that, you know. And the Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so intuitively in touch with everything, he was writing his decisions the same time he was listening to the cases. One time his bailiff asked him, he said, "Sir, if you've already made your decision, why are you letting them argue?" And he said, "Because they have to make their money." And nobody ever contested his decisions as being accurate to the point what was happening like that and just. So in the afternoon then, he had time then to help the British government. He was, you know, the IAS officer that existed at that time for Puri, Jagannath Puri. And of course in Puri there's thousands of pilgrims coming every day and tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands. There's so much money passing through there. So a lot of corruption had developed and improper service of Jagannath. So he was very strict, you know, that everything was being properly taken care of. The king was using some of the money, you know, for his own personal, you know, gratification in different ways. And that stopped. So there's a lot of reaction for that, but he continued on very clearly with what is my duty, who am I? You know? And we were hearing this morning there was one yogi with some potency by tantric misdeeds or something who was claiming to be Mahavishnu, and he would rock back and forth into blazing fires and come in and out like that. And, you know, and because he was Mahavishnu, of course, he could engage in Raslila with so many young girls in the forest, etc. So it became a very difficult situation. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur was deputed by the British to take care of this. So he took some Muslim magistrates to arrest the guy because of Hindus were afraid that maybe they were dealing with Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is big on earth. You know, fire doesn't burn him. You know. So it was, again, a long struggle, and his whole family came down with horrible diseases. But finally, the yogi was defeated, and, you know, admitted he wasn't Mahavishnu, so on. So going on, and you know, at the end of his day, right, first off he was a judge, and he was IAS officer, and he'd go home and deal with all the family responsibilities. He had many children. And he would, a little rice and sabji, and he would take rest. And maybe like about, I don't know, 8 o'clock or something, you know, and go to sleep, maybe 2 hours. And he'd wake up, and all the rest of the family was going to bed. He would say goodnight to them. And the whole rest of the night he was awake, you know, writing songs, answering letters, yeah, writing commentaries in the Vedas, distributing like that. The whole full activity as a preacher. And finally, sometime in the morning, he would take a little rest and then have breakfast of some chapati, hot chapatis, about a pint of hot milk and some fruit. And that was it. He slept 2 hours a day with some naps here and there and was doing 3 or 4 jobs, basically, like that. So there's no excuse anybody has, right? He just had become purified. You can do all these things, you know, get in touch with Krishna. So he left us this great wealth of songs. This is one nice song here. Ohe Vaishnava Thakur. It's from a song book called Sharanagati, which means surrender. Yeah, surrender. And it's a summary of one very, very nice book by Rupa Goswami, Sri Upadesh Amrita. It's only 11 verses. Rupa Goswami lives about 500 years ago. He was Prime Minister of Bengal. All their family, community were very powerfully, you know, situated ministers in the government. He left it all and wrote so many books himself. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote a song describing this. And he also bought three more songs right with this in the songbook, the same place. This is one like that. So we can sing it maybe. And then after that we can maybe talk about it a little bit and get some eternal, everlasting advancement. Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakur, Doyar Sagar, Edase Karuna Kori. Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakur, Doyar Sagar, Edase Karuna Kori. Dia pada chaya, shodo heya maya, tomara charana dori. Dia pada chaya, shodo heya maya, tomara charana dori. Chaya bega domi, chaya dosha shodi. Chaya guna deho dase Chaya mega domi Chaya dosha shodi Chaya guna deho dase Chaya satta sangha Deho hey amare Vosechi sangha rase Amare, Mose ti sangerashe. Eka ki amara, nahi paya bala, harinama sankirtana. Tumi kripa kori, sadhu bindu diya, deho Krishna nam madane.
Tumi kripa kori, sadhu bindu
diya, deho Krishna nam madane. Krishna saito mara, Krishna dite paro, Tomara shoka tiya che
Krishna de Tomara Krishna de Tomara
Amito kangala Krishna Krishna Bali Daitava pache pache Amito Kanga, Krishna Krishna Bali, Daitava Pache Pache.
Amito Kanga, Krishna Krishna Bali, Daitava Pache
Pache. Vaishnava Thakura, Doyara Sagar, Desa Deskaru. Vaishnava Thakur ki? Oh, venerable Vaishnava, O ocean of mercy, be merciful unto your servant, give me the shade of your lotus feet. I hold on to your lotus feet. Teach me to control my six passions, rectify my six faults, bestow upon me the six qualities, and offer to me the six kinds of holy association. So the verse actually, the book only has 11 verses. Upadesha Amrita, the essence of all advice. He wrote about 11,000 verses on different techniques, tantras, Shri Krishna Janma Titti, how to observe Janmashtami, for powerful spiritual benefit. Radha Krishna Ganadesha Deepika, a lamp to understand all the associates of Radha and Krishna. How many dogs does Krishna have? No? Nobody knows? Has two dogs, right? One dog stays at home, one dog goes out. To a big dog, help the forest like that. Is Radharani's hair curly or straight?
Curly.
Why do you know? You haven't got any hair at all.
You
don't have a snake. Yeah, that's her braid. Yeah. Yeah, described like that. So many details like that about spiritual life. One time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, was publishing a newspaper called The Harmonist, you know, about spiritual life. And I think he was publishing it every week? Or was it every day? Every week, like that. So one politician said, "Oh, Swamiji, why are you wasting paper? We all know about spiritual life." Like that. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he became a little angry, and he said, "There is so much new and important things happening in spiritual life, that what to speak of publishing a newspaper once a week, you could publish a newspaper every minute with all the things that are happening, important things. But we're so dull-headed, like buffaloes, right? You know, when buffalo's in the street and a truck comes down the street and starts honking at him to get out of the way, and after about 30 seconds, the buffalo realizes, somebody is honking at me. And then 30 seconds, he begins to turn his head. And half a minute, he's looking at the truck. He says, ah, I must move. And slowly he starts to move his legs and gets out of the way like that. So this is what's happening. The whole world's going by us. But we're like, you know, Prabhupada says spiritual life means to accelerate the senses like that. You know, you wake up the senses like that till they become spirit. You know, spiritual eye is like iron, and the fire becomes like fire itself. So Vaishnava Thakur, he's describing and summarizing this book. So first off, our subject here is Vaishnava Thakur. What does Thakur mean?
Huh?
Master. Yeah, as good as God. Sometimes in the temple you say Thakurji. Yeah. The Prabhupada says in Bengal it also means the cook. That too, which is also, I guess he's as good as God, also, like that. But here it means Swamiji, yeah, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. And at some point, the devotees ask, well, can we also call you Prabhupada? And people think of some time, and yes, all right, it's proper, you know. And later, can we call you Thakur? He said, no, it is too soon for that. Yeah. And maybe after you die, if your disciples do wonderful things on your potency, then you're called Thakur. So it's a very elevated title, Vaishnava Thakur. Doyar Sagar, ocean of mercy, Edase Karuna Kori. Be merciful to your disciple, your follower, your servant. Diya Padachaya, give me the shade of your lotus feet. Shodhaya Maya Tomara Charana Dori. I'm just trying to take hold of your lotus feet. Now he starts the actual text. Chaya Bhega Domi, Chaya Dosha Shodhi, Chaya Guna Dehodase, Chaya Satsanga. So text number one talks about six pushes, and it all starts with the tongue. This rascal here, right? First you want to taste something, you're out of control, and that stimulates your stomach, and your stomach gets out of control, and then you want to have sexual relations, and then you go to hell, right? Tongue, belly, genitals, like that. One, two, three. And talking, you start talking all about all kinds of things, and you start thinking about all kinds of things, and you know, develop your anger, and you insult somebody, and you go to hell, right? So, Vacho Vegam, Manasa, Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udara Pasta Vegam. So this is what he's saying, it's the essence. Control the tongue. Always control the tongue by supplying Krishna Prasad at regular times. Yeah? Take the effort, the work, to cook nicely for Krishna. Then afterwards, if there's something there, take the remnants. Yeah? And always talking about Krishna. If your job is for Krishna, if you're making money for Krishna, that's why you're working, then making money is also talking about Krishna. You can become the best materialist on earth, fruitive worker, like that. So, yeah. And basically, fundamental ritual, chanting, japa every day, 16 rounds, malas, and you become accustomed. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna. Why? Why am I thinking about Krishna? Oh, this and that. Yeah. Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam. Okay, and there's three things that will really just make it impossible to control your senses. Yeah, collecting too much, overeating, you know, associating with all kinds of materialistic people, you know, achahara, prayasascha, parajalpo, niyamagraha, especially all recollecting in the Isa Upanishad. We have Ishavasham idam sarvam yakin cha jagat yam jagat tenatyak tena bunjitaha magradaka shasvedana. The very beginning, Om Purnamadaya Purnamidam. The world's complete, right? The world's complete. It's our first economic principle. There is not enough for me. No, it's complete. Okay, Om Purnam. Ishavasham idam sarvam. But everybody has a quota. The Buddhists say, he who knows when enough is enough will always have enough, right? When you're eating, right? And especially in the purport, where Prabhupada talks about not infringing upon others' quotas. When there's no necessity, killing animals is crazy. It's mad. It's madness. Killing these poor animals, eating them. You know, very, very crazy. And they have their lives, their quotas. And our quota is fruits, vegetables, grains, you know, idli, vada, sambar, like that. Yeah. Okay, so I live within my quota, described by scripture. And then, you know, I can engage in Krishna's service, chanting, hearing, and I can control these six pushes. So I have to avoid these things, over-collecting, talking, gossip, you know, endeavoring for things that are very difficult to achieve. And then, third verse, chaya guna deho dase. Get the six good qualities. Utsahan nishchayad daryat tat tat karma pravartanat sangatyagat sato vrte.
Sorry, we didn't realize that before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It wasn't bad for me. My effulgence. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe turn the light on. That'd be nice. Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah. Yeah, nice. Yeah, it's good. So, Chaya Gunadeho Dasi. Well, what are the six good qualities? What are they? Anybody know this book? What's Sanskrit? No? Yeah, bhakti prasidati, these six things. And the first one is?
Yeah,
utsahan. So what does that mean? What does utsahan mean? Enthusiastic.
Endeavoring with intelligence.
Yeah. It's action executed with intelligence. Yeah. There's a song, Oklahoma, the famous musical in America. So to paraphrase the song, it goes, where am I going? I don't know. What am I doing? I don't care. All I know is I am on my way. Mode of passion, come along. Mode of passion, sing a song. This is not enthusiasm. This is just blind activity. This is what happens when you drink three cups of coffee when you go to work in the morning. Right? Then you know, it took one cigarette to calm down. Okay, no. Enthusiasm means intelligence. And then divided in two categories. It's a science, two aspects to intelligence. What is the goal, right? And how to achieve it? So if you, why, I'm not enthusiastic. Well, what are you trying to do? Well, I don't know. Or this or that. And is it very, very worthwhile? Not really, you know. Well, why'd you come here? What was your purpose? Oh, I forgot. Well, think about it. Sit down. Yeah, that's why I came here. I become deviated. Okay, now it's clear what I'm going to do. But I can never do that. Okay, so the goal has to be clear. We have to spend time in the morning early thinking about things. What am I doing? What is it? I get off this way, I get off that way, I get off that way, you know? And then how can I do it? Okay, but I'm enthusiastic. Avashya Rakshabe Krishna. Krishna's given me this responsibility, surely he'll help me. He's helped me again and again. I've seen that again and again. I put my money on that bet. There is a God, he'll help me again and again. Okay. Okay, utsahan, nishchayad daryat. What does nishchayina mean? The Bhagavad Gita says too. Yeah? So what's an example of in the Bhagavad Gita giving them nishchayina? Sparrow. Okay, what's the story there?
What sparrow, sheep, or egg got stolen by the ocean?
Ah.
She started on the quest of drying up the ocean.
Yes, she told the ocean, give back my eggs. And he said, ho, 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 ho. And she said, all right, then I'll dry you up. So she's taking the water out like that. Other birds came and laughed at her. Oh, oh, oh. We had a puppet show like this one time. All the birds came. But then what happened?
The news reached Guru. They
yeah.
Came
bong. Yeah.
And he warned the ocean that if he did not return the eggs, he would personally assist the
So she turned the eggs, came back and back. That was a puppet show we did with that. It was a shadow puppet show. Guru's just, his leg came down. It was all long. It had been going like that. And so the purport is, God helps those who help themselves. Yeah. We have to make some endeavor, you know, and be determined like that. We're doing big programs. You may experience this in your own life. You're trying to accomplish something. All it requires is this unlimited determination to do it. There's a famous story that Abraham Lincoln tried to become a city councilman in his city, ran for a political office, he lost. He tried to become a state senator, he lost. He ran for U.S. Senate, he lost. Then he ran for President of the United States. Yeah. So their comment is, you haven't lost until you stop trying. Like that. You haven't lost until you stop trying. So these are examples of nishchayina. But what's more important? Enthusiasm, patience, or determination? Enthusiasm. Always keep your mind there. Always, you know, have some idea, some goal. But unless you have some patience, then it becomes violence. It becomes passion then. Okay, Rome wasn't built in a day. But yeah, we'll do something really good. Yeah. Okay. Everybody here is going to be enthusiastic in their life. I don't know. Yeah. What am I doing? Why am I here? You know, how can I achieve it? And especially then to control these senses, engage the mind talking about it, mind thinking about Krishna, speech talking about Krishna, like that. And you always remain enthusiastic. Utsaha nishchaya daryat. Chaya bega domi, control the six pushes. Chaya dosha shodi, relieve me of these six bad qualities. Chaya guna deho dasi, give me the six good qualities. Chaya satasanga deho he amare bose chisangera ashe. So we've covered text 1, 2, 3 out of 11. Now 4, 5, 6 all discuss association. There's two things, association and process. Which is the most important? Yeah, who you're associating with. You know, birds of a feather flock together. Or in Spanish, if you show me with who a man walks, I'll show you who he is. Mostra quien con quien andas. What's the same thing in Hindi? Something like this too. Right? Yeah. Sangat sanjayate. Sangat sanjayate kama. Our desires and ambition develop from the company we keep. Like that. If you associate with people who are smoking, after some time you'll develop the same anxiety they have, the same frustration. And you say, give me one of those things. How do you do it? It comes by association like that. Yeah. So what is association? It's a question we ask all the time. This is text number 4. Yeah. If you're working for somebody, does that mean you're associating with them? Not necessarily. Money given for money received. It can be a very clear relationship like that. But there are actually studies in psychology, sociology, that if your values vary more than like 30% from the people you're working with, you won't be able to maintain the job. Like that. Maybe. Be very strong like that. But usually, no, you just won't be able to do it. Because you want to talk about things at work. You know, nobody just works at work. You start talking about things. You start eating lunch together. You start, you know, going out together, you know, like that. Yeah. So he describes six things again. Yeah. Dadati, pratagrinati, guyam akati pratiti, bhunkte bhojayate chayvam, shadvidam, pratilakshanam. Giving and receiving gifts. Talking confidentially about things, giving and receiving food. Of course, you give the example, it's like Diwali, or for Americans, it's Christmas time, and you invite your near and dear ones to pass the season with you, stay in your house, you know. And then you buy auspicious food like caviar, or frog legs, or pickled peacock tongues, like that, or cutty shark, red label. Whiskey, like that. Officer's choice. What else you got? Like that. So something, okay, but it's, you know, some auspicious food. Then you're exchanging gifts. You say, "Oh, I was in the store today and I saw this hunting knife right there. You know, and it was so expensive, but I thought of you. And I thought, wow, how can I not avoid this? You know, and you say, "Oh, thank you very much. You've touched my heart." Like that. Yes, I know, like that. So it has a significance. Chandika Pandit says there's no demonstration of affection like a gift. And especially if it means something. Person, you just say, "Oh, thank you. You know, see, I've always wanted that." If it doesn't mean anything, you say, "Oh, well, thank you. You know, I do this." Someplace. But the most important thing is this confidential questions and answers. Did you hear that Aunt Minnie and Uncle Gupta are getting a divorce? Well, I don't know, but Cousin Pinky said that they said, don't tell anybody now, take the samosas out, and like that. You know? So confidential questions and answers. And of course, when these all relate to spiritual life, this is our source of spiritual advancement. You know, people talking to you confidentially about their spiritual situation. And that's how we develop this change. Giving and receiving gifts, giving and receiving food, and giving and receiving questions and answers. But next verse he says, Krishnat, the Asya Giritam. There's three different kinds of devotees, different kinds of devotees with whom to have these exchanges, different kinds of people. But okay, if you're going to associate with devotees, give and receive, invite devotees to your home to discuss these things confidentially, right? You may talk about things here that you wouldn't talk about in public at your workplace, like that. Yeah? Joke about people. And you may give food here, give and receiving food, huh? Like that. Yeah? Gifts are nice too. These programs, sometimes people have a little metal tiffin for everybody, or some cheddar, some gift. It's very nice. Very nice. Some small gift like that. You know, nice to take home. And you, well, you know, other people's homes, they give you a nice gift. Right? Basically, the idea is that out of your income, you should spend half of your income on spiritual consciousness, developing spiritual life. Other one quarter you should use for your community, and your extended family. You know, you devote, if you develop in our community, we should develop friendship amongst each other. And if somebody needs something, we should help them out. You see this in India, right? A big family, 25, 200. My disciple, Raktak, he lives in Fazilka, district Ferozpur in Punjab. It's a typical small town. He said probably I was the only white guy to go there in something like, 40 years, like that, you know. I was walking around with him town and people were like looking at us, hey, it's just like television, it looks just the same as on television. So again, if you have, a small town, if you go walking around with a sari on, somebody, everybody's like looking at you like that. So his house, his small house, they had to escape during the partition. Oof. Wow, the stories about what happened to their family during the partition and stuff were just unbelievable, like that. So they came there with nothing. And they developed something like that. So his house is actually not very big, about as wide as this room and about as long. Two-story, little courtyard. And maybe eight people living there, different things like that. Brother, sister, mother, father, two brothers. But just about less than 10 minutes away is somebody, other relative's house. So about six houses within about 10 minutes like that. And everybody's asking where Chunky is. Where's Chunky? I think he's over at so-and-so. Okay. So you can sleep in any house you want to, right? It's one extended family like that. So if somebody has some problem, everybody helps. You have to help, And then beyond that, there's bigger family, right? 200 people, you have your clan, And so some wedding, everybody has to come to the wedding. 1,200 people come to the wedding, 700 people come to the wedding like that, And so this is, that's what it means when you should spend one quarter of your income on your family, And then one quarter for yourself. Yourself means immediate family, like that. It's a very interesting way to divide up our money socially, this giving and receiving gifts, how to deal with people. And the more we develop that kind of consciousness, everybody else in America will start to be like, appreciate that. Yeah. Indians have a lot to give culturally, like that, taking care of people properly. Yeah. So, giving and receiving gifts, but different kinds of people, different levels, associating with devotees. I tell a story that one time, for example, we were in Santa Cruz, and devotees had a nice house in the country, and they had one boy who was renting a room from them. It was in the forest a little bit, beautiful, beautiful forest, and he was a vegetarian guy, So they wanted to have a program in their house. So they invited the devotees from the temple in San Francisco. We came, and they, same way they took the furniture out of their living room, made a nice altar out of one table, and many local devotees were coming and bringing their deities even, and different, cooked things and boga for the deities. So the boy who lived in the house, he also brought some nice eatables for the deities. And it was a full, nice, ice-cold, full liter of Budweiser beer, like that. Which, you probably don't know this, but Budweiser is the king of beers, like that, And so we're telling him, well, Bob, Christian doesn't drink beer. And he said, probably a pretty good idea, okay. So he's a neophyte pure devotee. He has a pure desire, but he's just not educated. Srupa Goswami says, someone like that, we should talk to them and associate with them. If they want to advance, we should help them. You know? If they don't want to advance, they want to go to God when they want something, they want to live their life the way they want to, like, then we avoid them. We don't engage in intimate exchange with them. Like that. Hari Bol, Allah Akbar. You know, and keep our, you know, program. And God will adjust things. He'll educate them. But if they want to advance, listen to Osama. Osama bin Laden, come here. I want to talk to you about what Allah really wants. He wants, okay, then we should, even though it's difficult, austerity, we should, you know, be merciful and tell them about things, talk to them confidentially, and bring them gifts, you know, bring them prasadam, like that. You know? And then they'll advance. They'll become Madhyama Adhikari. Madhyama Adhikari is taking shelter of an Acharya. I was listening to a lecture by Prabhupada, and somebody asked, he said, well, is it possible, Swamiji, is it possible for somebody without a guru, just by reading the Bible, to go to the spiritual world? Papa said, what do you mean, no guru? He's reading the Bible. Jesus Christ is his guru. Well, I mean a living guru. What do you mean, living guru? His guru is absolute. He hears from some clergyman, some priest in his church tells him like that. Yeah. So he says, no, he says, well, he says, we always have guru. But if you come to the point of reading scripture and accepting it, you know, then you have a very good source. And there's some tradition. Somebody's giving you some advice, and maybe there's details, but basic things should be clear enough if you want to understand them like that. So this is Madhyama Adhikari. He's taking shelter of an Acharya, somebody who knows God, who can make contracts with God. And he's taken baptism, formal diksha, you know, from him, like formally established a relationship now. Again, you know, a boy and a girl. Like, you know, how many ladies here are married to your husbands? Yeah. Well, why? Just a formality. Well, a little more than that. Yeah. Well, it's the same thing too. Well, no, I am a devotee of God. I am following God also. Have you taken diksha? No. It's about the same thing. Why not? Yeah, why not? It's a formality, but it's not without meaning. God establishes these rituals. In every religion you find some process. Yeah? Our pundit Gupta here is telling me if I'm surrounded by angry Muslims, I should say three times, there is one God, Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. There is one God, Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. There is one God, Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. And they can't beat me. Like that. But it's very simple for them. You know, the marriage ceremony can be simply boy and a girl see each other and they say, I like you. I want to marry you. Okay, and they exchange garlands. That's Gandharva, right? Finished at that. For a certain class of people. You know? So for a certain class of religious people, it's that simple. You just declare publicly three times. Considered. Yeah. In our tradition specifically, we have from coming down from these acharyas, different, you know, rituals, formalities, you know, for diksha. Of course, in Christian churches with water, you know, like that, baptism. You know, again, also, for example, in my church where I was Episcopalian, which is Anglican, it's American version of the Anglican, the Church of England, and they separated from the Catholic Church because the king wanted to get remarried and the Pope wouldn't let him, so he started his own church. You know. Other than that, it's basically a Catholic tradition. So when the baby is, very young, I don't know how old, maybe 1 year old or something like that, there's baptism with water and prayers are said like that, the parents promise. But later on, when you're like about 12 years old, bar mitzvah, same thing like that. Then there's called confirmation. So that time you have to personally yourself confirm these vows. And you have a called catechism. You have to learn certain things. What is the soul? The soul, when an Irish lady was our teacher, she said, the soul is a living being, right? With reason and argument. And we couldn't figure out, you know, how the soul could be a little being that was inside your body like that. And somebody explained to us, she was saying, being, you know, because Irish action, she said, the soul is a living being. You know? So we had some idea, but it was, you had to say these things and get in front of everybody and say these things, and the bishop, you know, and sannyasi, he would then, you know, confirm it like that, you know. So we're losing these things, forgetting these things, but there are rituals that have an effect like that. So Madhyama Adhikari means he's taken shelter of an Acharya, like that. He's taken Diksha. Now by him he's fully engaged in worshiping Krishna. And Sri Thakur, the Murti, the form of God is there, the sacrament. And by following that process, it works. He becomes purified. The desire to criticize other people goes out of his heart. He's very advanced in undeviating devotional service. That's Uttama Adhikari. At that point, you know. So we associate differently. Kanista Adhikari, we think well of him, like that. If he doesn't want to advance, we just avoid him, let him God relate to him? He has some relationship with God, okay. He wants to advance, we favor him. Madhyamadhikara, we pay our obeisances, put our head down at his feet. But we don't accept that he's perfect. He's got his faults, his attachments. But when they're pointed out, he accepts it like that. Yeah? It's like a thermostat in the oven. Sometimes it sticks, you've got to hit it like that, and it goes correct. So Madhyamadhikari is, you say, well, Guru Maharaj, yeah, see, probably says here this and that, and why we're gonna, yeah, you're right, excuse me, like that. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And even if he makes a mistake, Krishna adjusts it. Yeah? There's some bank robbery. Yeah. So police officer sees you, just pushes you on the ground like that, and you break a tooth, you know. So afterwards, you know, you go to the police department or somebody complained this guy was using excessive force. They hear what happened. They said, okay, we're going to pay for your tooth. But in that situation, the guy was, he may have used a little bit too much force, but it's okay. It's okay, you know, like that. So same thing. Madhyamadhikari may make mistakes, but Krishna's watching now. He's taking care of him. Diksha kale bhakti kari atma samarpan se kale Krishna tari? That's atma sam. He takes him as good as himself at the time of initiation. Very, very famous story that when Vibhishan, he was trying to be a good younger brother, accepting Ravana like his authority, giving him good advice. But he was a devotee of Vishnu. He said being a devotee of Vishnu in Lanka was like being teeth amongst sharp, no, like being a tongue between sharp teeth. Right? Being a devotee of Vishnu in Lanka was like being a tongue amidst sharp teeth, like that. But finally, when he wouldn't return Sita and all these things, finally he just went up into the sky and his four probably eternal associates left. And within 1 hour they arrived at the shore. They said, we want to surrender to Ram up in the sky. And the monkey said, no, go away, you're Rakshasas. They're throwing rocks at them. Come down and fight. No, we won't. So the news went to Ramachandra and almost everybody said, don't accept them. Even if they think they're sincere, he's already betrayed his brother, you know, all these things like that. We should probably kill them or something, you know. So finally he asked Hanuman his opinion. Hanuman said, I was watching him. And Hanuman said, you never can fully hide your mind. Something will always manifest in your comportment and character like that. And I was watching him very carefully. And as far as I can tell, he's sincere. And everybody said, no, so be there, everybody. So then Ram said this verse, which is very, very famous. From that point, when somebody comes to me and says in all sincerity, from this point I'm surrendered to you, I am your servant, please protect me. He said, from that point, I give him all protection so he can advance to me. This is my eternal vow. Like that. So that's what diksha means. It's a very important thing. Like that. At that point, you're actually connected to Krishna. And Krishna will personally help you. Like that. But you have more progress to make. And just because you've joined the school, you know, where you can study to become a lawyer, doesn't mean you're a lawyer. But if you follow, it's guaranteed. It's just a matter of time. You're doing your work. Now, you've got a good school. So Madhyamadhikari. Yeah. And then Uttamadhikari, totally purified, we spontaneously, everything he says, everything he does, it's all transcendental. He's connected to Krishna. I saw that with Prabhupada one time. I saw his body was not influenced by the material world. He was just like a diamond in a river like that. Wow. Yeah. Okay, so we get this association. Text number 6, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, deals just with the Uttamadhikari and details about him, how he's not a part of this material world. Chaya satsanga deho he amare bose chi sangera ashe. I want to sit down next to you. And what, 7 and 8? Chant Hare Krishna. Worship the deity. Hear about Krishna's pastimes. Become purified by that. Chant Hare Krishna. Do muti smurti seva. And read Srimad Bhagavatam. And you become detached from this world. You start to become attached to Krishna. Text number 8. As you're attached to Krishna, start taking shelter of the gopis of Nanda Maharaj. You'll be able to perceive them. You'll be transcendently situated. Follow in their footsteps and reawaken your love of God like that. But what does he say? Eka ki amara nahi payabala harinama sankirtana. I can't do it. I can't chant. I can't get up and chant on beads. I can't do kirtan every day. I'm always forgetting to make offerings to my deities, making excuses. Eka ki amara nahi payabala. So we need the association of devotees. I need your association. You know, forget one drop of faith from you. One drop of this faith in this process. You know, then I can get the treasure of Krishna's name like that. So he's emphasizing association. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomar asakati ache. Krishna is yours. You can give him to whoever you want to. That is your power. Amito kangal. What does kangal mean? How about destitute? Yeah. One time I was in. I always notice with the rickshaw guys, they always want me on 3 times the price, and they would say, "Oh, amito kangal, kangal." And they go, "Oh." Yeah. One time a guy was selling his shoes in Vrindavan, and he did some sandals. He had very kind of expensive sandals, gentleman's sandals. And I said, "Gungal, gungal." He said, "Oh." Yeah. So he reached underneath this thing and pulled out these old sandals from old tire. You know, somebody from made sandals out of the inner tube from a tire. And they were used like that. I said, "Not that bad." Wow, they were like, okay. But then just what gungal means. Yeah. Yes, he's a very strong word. Amito gungal. Krishna, Krishna, boli, daitava, pachi, pachi. Like a dog running after you. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You need this mercy. And we can associate with Prabhupada, Acharya, through his books. We can feel that presence. He's there. Because without that mercy, Jayananda, this very advanced devotee, he's saying, "Oh, Hanuman, without a little special mercy, every day I couldn't do it." Because we have to do the process. We have to chant. We have to get up. We have to worship the deity. So many things we have to learn. It's a science. It's a yoga. Techniques, and you see the results. Very powerful, very powerful. You know, I was a young married fellow, lusty guy, my wife and I. And, you know, I started worshiping the deity in my house. I saw him offering nice clothes to the deity, fragrances, cooking, cleaning. This passion goes away. You know, to decorate the opposite sex, to be adored by the opposite sex, is very important in Grihastha Ashram when you're associating with the opposite sex like that. To have this, the deity, Radha and Krishna. And all this crazy passion goes away, and you can start to be like human beings, you know, like that. So it's a very powerful process. How to chant, you know, different times of the day, regular schedules, festivals, you know, and then different sentiments, feelings. You have to cultivate these. If you don't, you come back again. Right? If we're not perfect in this yoga, we come back again. This is why we're here now, because in the last lifetime we were cultivating this, okay, but we weren't perfect. So here we are now. Yeah. Want to come back to Boise again and work for Micron again? Want to go back to the same prison? Yeah. Oh, I don't want to do that. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, but we have to become, it's very, very, it's a standard, it's a science. There are different levels along the way. Adoshvada, Rupa Goswami, beside this then, little book, summary, read this one little book. Right? Every science has its books. How many books are there for the science of water, hydrology? Yeah. So what do you? Well, I'll read one little book or something and chant. No. You know, yeah, you can just chant. But because we're intelligent people, you're reading something. If you're reading something, you should be reading some of this also. Okay, little book. Understand it. Then after that, he has Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is a complete science. More details like that. There he says one very nice verse in place with this here. He says, Adoshrada Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya. These are the different levels. Kanista, Majima, Uttama. But these different levels, there's so many details like that. Yeah? So many details. Kanista, Majima, Uttama. So the first one is Adoshrada. Yeah? Every religious person has a little bit of faith, a little bit of belief. Maybe this will work. Maybe I should go to this satsang tonight. But if it's nice, not nice, I won't go again. Okay, so you go. That was nice. I feel more like a human being after that. And the Acharya was a nice person. These people are nice. Adoshada. Then what's next? Sadhu Sangha. Giving and receiving gifts, talking things, reading books like that was seriously. And by associating with devotees then? Yeah. You actually get into the formal process. I'm chanting on beads. How should I? No, they do it like this. Chant 16 rounds, get up this time, do this, do that. Bhajana Kriya. It becomes a science. And then what happens? Diksha, and then? Anartha Nivritti. All your bad habits go away. You're not sleeping, not arguing, not procrastinating, and gross habits of smoking, drinking, all these things just go away. And then? Nishta. You become very fixed in following this process. In the beginning, I was coming to Mangala Arati sometimes, and not sometimes, and sleeping and then getting up and following this process. But now, actually, I come to the point where I miss Mangala Arati about 3 times out of the year, or something like that. Maybe on an airplane or something like that. You know. Other than that, it's just, you know, become very fixed like that. Then what's next? Asaktis. Yeah. Where are we here? We're out at Anarchanda Ritya, Nishta, Ruchi. Yeah. And finally you get a taste. Yeah? Before, everything you had is actually a taste of liberation. Oh, I stopped smoking. I'm so happy. Well, you're not happy. You're relieved, like that. I can control my anger now, like that. Oh, I'm so happy. No, you're not happy. You're just relieved from anger. So ruchi means actually you get a taste for it. And it's unbelievable. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, everybody be advised. He's had a taste of what Rupa and Sanatana were tasting. And he's willing to pay any price at this point. He'll sell his grandmother to the devil if he has to get it. So, Granny, watch out. Don't trust Bhaktivinoda Thakur anymore. Yeah. So we become totally unreliable in our material activities. Ruchi, nishta. Ruchi, asaktis. Become attached to it. And from that then comes bhava. You know, real transcendental emotional sentiments like that. Your hands separate from your body by 6 inches. Your teeth chatter and blood comes from your pores and tears shoot from your eyes. Okay? It's mahabhava. No, stunned. It's sentiments that just go on for years. It's the sentiments, feelings like that. Different things stimulating and growing like that. Anubhava, Satvika Bhava, Vyabhichari Bhava. And different scriptures describe these things. But why aren't they common? Because this is the prison. Right? People who are on this level are just about ready to get out. And you won't see them very much longer like that. But Lord Chaitanya has come to have a massive movement of getting everybody out like that. So these things are happening, you can see. You know? I was hearing Prabhupada was talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also these lectures, you can hear Prabhupada. And he was talking, explaining to the people about once the devotee said, oh, Prabhupada, I heard after he left, you know, his family relation and took sannyas, he saw his mother again, like that. And that's not proper, is it? And Prabhupada said, no, after you take sannyas, husband and wife cannot associate. But he said his mother was not going to get a chance to see him anymore, his Bengali mother, really. So they made some trick to take him to the house to wait to Acharya. And he called Sachi Devi, and she came there very quickly and said, please let me cook. You know, you all want to cook for Nimai, but let me cook every day now because this is the last chance I'll ever have like that. So Prabhupada's talking about the incidents, describing Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it's very intense, you know, the passing went on and on like that and so on. So finally, Prabhupada actually started like he just couldn't talk. He said, yeah, mother's feelings of separation, like that. Chant, please just chant, like that, so on. So this is bhava. You know, these deep sentiments and feelings and stuff like that. You feel like a human being, finally. Yeah? But they have to mature. So by different kinds of yoga at this level, they become prema. Prema. Yeah? Prema. Yeah? And prema is in the natural state, our waking up state like that. So let's describe everything. 7 8's the process. You know, you can become a devotee, live in the temple, live in Vrindavan, make your home Vrindavan. Yeah? Vrindavan has different levels. Mathura. Vrindavan, Govardhan, Radhakund, at that, different levels of intensity, even within Vrindavan. Text number 10, he goes back to association. And now he goes the whole range. And the purport probably expands a little bit more. There are Vikarmis, Karmis, Gyanis, Vimukti Gyanis, Sadhana Bhaktas, Prema Bhaktas, Raja Bhaktas, Gopis, and Radharani. Yeah. And every single human being you can encounter will fall in there somewhere, and you know how to relate to them now. Like that. He summarizes it all like that. Yeah. And so finally he finishes off again with this Radharani, Radhakund. He says it's very difficult to attain. One time we were sitting at Radhakund. This is a sign. It says music outside. You think, oh, there's music. I have music. Like that. No, this is a sign. The music is something else, very nice. This is Radhakund. It's a deity. It's an altar where people have made a nice lake. They keep it clean. And there you can focus. This is where I should try and achieve the highest consciousness like that. And many wonderful things. Swap Damodar, our sannyas guru, took over charge of a Manipuri temple about here. The Parikrama path goes around like this. And you can see the Radhakund right out of the door like that. And the deity was very, very old Gopal deity. Brijbasi Pujaris have been taking care of it, and the Manipuris were the Rajas and so on. They have many temples there. You know. So, one Manipuri princess, She was about maybe like about 45 years old, the princess. She says she was staying there one time long before we took charge of it like that. And, you know, Manipuris have a little fish sometimes like that, you know. But it's, you know, kind of a low-class habit outside of Manipur. So she had one of her servants putting little fish into the rice and stuff like that she's eating. And she's sitting outside taking her prasad. And one Radhakund monkey jumped down and grabbed some of the rice and went up and ate it like that. And tasted it and looked, spit it out and looked at her. And went down to the kund and took water and washed his mouth out. And was looking at her like that. And she was looking at this monkey and was looking at her like, what a degraded beast, like that. She'd go, oh my God, if the monkeys think that I'm, you know, monkeys are criticizing me for what I am. So she said that she stopped eating fish. You know? So these are not ordinary human beings. You can only take birth in Vrindavan if Krishna allows it. So everything there, even the trees, everything, are very unusual beings like that. Another time is Sukadev, one of Maharaj's disciples, when chose in charge of renovation, because it would, you know, fall into a lot of disrepair when we took it over. So it was there, and it was so hot and different things. He was lying down. He felt somebody massaging his legs. He looked up, and there was a snake going across his legs, about this big around, and about 10 feet long, like that green snake. He was just watching like that. Goes off. Yeah. So he told the Pujari, the Brijbasi Pujari, Prabhu, Prabhu, a big snake, this big. He said, oh, yeah, she lives here. Like that. She catches mice and stuff. You know, they don't bother us like that. She never bothered anybody. Sure, yeah. Like that. Yeah. Okay. So one time we were there, we were just visiting. You know, for one day we were chanting Kirtan, you know, down Kirtan with the deity, and thinking, this is Radhakund, yes, try and chant clearly, try and listen very clearly, try and chant with proper intelligence, read a little bit, try to understand it, try and chant in that mood, all the yoga. And it says that the gopis and Krishna are playing there, they're splashing each other with water, so many games. And sometimes one little drop of water will come off and hit you, that, like that. So maybe something like that happened, but for one moment it was just like this, you know, this intense, you know, feeling of love for Krishna, like that. You know, there's no intoxication like that, you know, no feeling like that of not happiness. It's something more of a reality, you know. How do you say, you know, like, happiness is kind of an inferior word, like that. Ecstasy, jubilation, like that. You know. So you get that. You go there, you get one little drop every now and again. Yeah. Brahmande Brahmatikom Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Pasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bij. So you go on developing, remembering it, cultivating it like that. And making progress, accelerating your senses. In all these stages you can see, yes, this is where I'm at. I'm at this level. You have to know that. Okay, this is my medicine. Yeah? And not my medicine is not my medicine. Yeah? And you go on progressing, helping other people like that. So very fortunate, you know, Rupa Goswami wrote these things, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur is illuminating these things. It's very nice to sing these songs. You start to understand the meaning. It's so nice to sing these songs and meditate on them like that. Yeah. And now we have these nice festival, nice association of devotees here in Boise. Yeah. So many things, you know, interfaith dialogue. There's so many other nice Christian groups here. They have some comprehension. My wife was a Western girl, and she wasn't able to get into this, you know, Indian philosophy culture so much. You know, so I was trying to find some way to help her. So one morning I woke up on Sunday, she was still sleeping, I was chanting my rounds. Okay, hey, wake up, come on, we're going to go visiting churches. Oh, come on, okay, all right. So we visited four or five churches, you know, and went to a Lutheran church, and she was very happy there because her family had been Lutherans, and it looked like Christmas inside. And so we went to that church, and everybody got to know I was a Hare Krishna, what does it mean, this and that. So there's one family in the church that was considered very pious, very advanced, very nice people, and I was talking to the lady, a mother, about what we were doing, chanting the names of God. And she was trying to understand. And she said, you know, we pray three times a day. We call the telephone at noontime. We all pray together three times a day. And she said, it's very interesting because I noticed, now that you mention it, that sometimes when I'm praying the most intensely, all I'm doing is saying, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. You know? Yeah. It's just very naturally you come to this Nama Sankirtan, japa, like that. So you find so many nice people. Just get out and find some way to talk to them and wake them up, you know. And then everybody, more and more, can be stronger, you know, to fight against all this materialism because it's stupid. It's stupid. The demons never arrange things for their own benefit. Devotees have to be in charge of the government to arrange things so the demons can enjoy themselves. in a proper way like that. Otherwise, you know, okay. Yeah, that's why Las Vegas is out in the desert. You can do all these things there, but we'll put it out there and just, you know, some intelligence that is being lost. So, any comments? Questions? All clear? Yes, sir. Yeah. Complaints?
There's a difference between over-endeavoring and determination.
Yeah. Utsahan nishtaya darya. Yeah, because he said how you tell when it's enthusiasm or passion. Niyamagraha, following rules and regulations, or becoming too attached to rules and regulations are not enough. How do you tell? It's the motivation. Yeah, it's the motive. Why am I doing this? You see, really, I'm doing this. Today about the afternoon, everything was going crazy for me. I know other people also. I don't know, your afternoon was kind of crazy around you. Mine was. I was fighting with the computer all afternoon. There's crazy things happening. They noticed that Sue Gopi was going nuts today. Yeah. So, but I was careful. I want to accomplish this. I want to do this. I want to dominate this machine. I want to have my thing the way I want it to have on the web. Okay, be careful, because the modes are happening. So you start to become a little conscious like that. Rupa Goswami gives the advice, or Chaitanya gives the advice, Rupa Goswami, surround yourself by devotees. Right? Keep yourself in the company of devotees and watch each other like that. You know? Husband and wife have to protect each other in their marriage relationship like that. You know? When some lady has evil designs on your husband, he's such a fool, he may not figure it out. Right? But you can figure it out right away. Yeah. Same way a lady too. Husband and offices, you protect each other in your chastity and, you know, and the problems in life like that. So everybody has their weaknesses, their strengths. You know? So then amongst people, other people like that. You know? So you always keep good association with devotees. Prabhupada says one man goes to the satsang mandal in the kirtan in their village, looks at the other fellow and he says, "By looking at your face, I can see you have given up sense gratification. I too shall give up sense gratification." Like that. So keeping good association with devotees is the most important thing. And you can see everybody else, you know, hey, I'm getting this is over endeavor. You know, like that. And I think if you try six times and it doesn't work out, okay, give up. Krishna doesn't want it. Yeah. Have experience? I want something. I try, but it's not happening. So, okay. I stop. Okay. And by the way, I was trying to get a fanny pack. How many people know what a fanny pack is? You know, it's like backpacking. It's the one that goes around your waist. It's also called a kangaroo pack. If you keep it in the front, it's a kangaroo pack. You in the back. This is kind of a traveling a lot as a sannyasi. Then I had, you know, carrying things. And sometimes at the beginning I was sleeping under trees, you know, like that at night and stuff to, you know, progress there and keep preaching going. May do it again, too. I'm ready. You know. So I wanted this. I was looking at different stores and this and that, and it wasn't what I wanted. And what can you feel? The Super Soul's telling you, right? Other people are telling you. The scriptures say, those three sources. It's okay. This still happens, you know. And also I wanted another smaller bag, a duffel bag of that thing. So, you know, perfect. This is my perfection of life. A grihasta meditates on his car and his house. A sannyasi meditates on his suitcase and his shoes. Like that. How can I get the perfect set of shoes? How can I get the perfect bag? Like that. It's less. It's less of a problem than meditating on your house. You know, like that. You know, on your car. You know. But still you're attached. So then, okay, then I was over in Santa Cruz, from our base in San Jose, and Shimon Panda said, "Hey, I'm going to throw this out. Do you want it?" It was exactly the kangaroo pouch I was looking for, and it was a little bit old, so I felt even better about it because it wasn't new, and got it for free. Wow, okay. So I got, thank you, Krishna. You know, and I was getting the bus, and some guy had exactly the duffel bag type thing I wanted. I said, "Well, where'd you get that?" He said, "Do you want it?" I said, "Well, no, it's okay." I wanted to talk to you. I was a devotee in the temple in Los Angeles for quite some time, and you know, but I still like devotees, and I want to become a devotee, but now I got desires and stuff. I'm going to Alaska right now. Take the bag. Take it. No, I won't take it. Okay, I'll take it. So you see. I mean, Krishna gives you, you know, he'll tell you. If you're really getting off, you're sincere, he'll tell you. He'll drop it right on your head, you know. Idiot. You know, calm down. This is too much. You know. Cocaine is God's way of telling you you're making too much money. Right? Yeah, it's signs like that. It's, you can, it becomes, let's, a good horse runs even at the shadow of a whip, right? Yeah, before even the smell of some problem like that. We're going from Lima up to Chosica, where our temple is. We preach in Lima, preaching center is there. Every night we drive back up like that. And it was this like 40-foot tall poster of a woman in a bikini selling Coca-Cola. A little Coca-Cola bottle like this big, like 3 feet tall and stuff, you know. And that's about all I got out of the corner of my eye. I got this kind of like thing like that, but no, I'm not going to look. It's like, no, I'm not going to look. So back and forth like 25 times. I proud to say I did not look one time. As soon as we're coming around the corner, I was just like, you know, Maya, like that. Yeah? But if we're so stupid, we don't respond to the shadow of the whip, then Krishna will drop it on our head. We can't blame Krishna, and then he'll tell us. But he does it through other people, you know, keep good association. And the Vaishnavas are the representations of God. Like that. Okay? No, I'm still going to do it. And you know, I did it. You didn't want me to do it. I was trying to open the jar of pickles or something. And it wouldn't open. I knew God was sending me a message, don't open the jar of pickles. But I did it anyway. And then I have this hellish and an acid indigestion. No? Yes. Don't open the box of corn. Don't buy the corn flakes. Make your own corn flakes. Yes, I know. I know these things. But Krishna is so kind. I have disciples. My disciples do stupid things like that to cause distress for me. We come all the way from Vrindavan. All our stuff packed up after 1 month in Vrindavan. Got there. This place late. We had to catch a taxi to the airport because the flight was leaving like, 2 o'clock in the morning. And one of my disciples, oh my God, I forgot my notebook in Vrindavan. You know, bad we was there, left in the room like that. I have to go back and get it. I told him, it's really dangerous. We have time. I mean, it took us this much time to go. I told him, it's not like that. It's like you get in the car and go from Delhi to Vrindavan, especially at night. I get flat tires. You get back, this will happen. You know, by the time we get back, what are we going to do? Take your luggage with us to the airport? If you don't come, what are we going to do? Just leave it in the street? No, don't worry. You know. So finally, you told him not to do it. He went ahead and got forced the devotees to find a taxi. The guy wanted like extra 5,000 rupees or something to do it. So when he went out, he said, oh my God, okay. You know, Hare Krishna, I read something here. I opened it up, you know, and it says, oh, hey, I opened it exactly to the same page. Okay. One, and it's exactly what he wrote, one should not accept a spiritual master without following his instructions. So God is telling us, right? What are the chances of opening this to the same page again? Yeah, okay. But I thought, well, okay, I'm not a spiritual master, only Prabhupada's also a spiritual master. But anyway, he made it back on time. Everything worked out like that. But you know, it's just like you know, inside Krishna's telling you, and you find something outside and it confirms it, you know, like that. So, okay? Okay. I'm going to chant a little more here. So it's been a very nice day, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then tomorrow is Sunday feast. I've got a program there. This way you can stay engaged 24 hours a day in devotional service. So let's chant a little more here, a more kirtan. Okay. First I chant, and you listen. Then you chant, and I listen. This is called chanting and hearing. Like that. Yeah. Interesting. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. You're coming in too quick. Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan, Shamakunda. Govinda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govinda. Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan Keshi Gata Vongsi Vata Dwadashakanan Keshi Gata Vongsi Vata Dwadashakanan Jyoha Sabalila Koilo Srinanda Nanda Yaha Sabalila Koila Srinanda Nanda Yaha Sabalila Koila Srinanda Nanda Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindava Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Gopal Govinda Rama Srimata Sadana Giridhari Gopinata Madana Moha Madana Mohana Madana Mohana Madana Gopala Madana Gopala Madana Bihari Madana Bihari Jaya Radha Banki Bihari Radha Banki Bihari Radhe Shri Radha Banki Bihari ki Shri Sadhu Sangha ki jaya Mahaprasadam ki jaya